Cleary across field. Maloney with it. The whack is crisp. Look at big Billy Kickow. Great pickup. Maloney kick to the corner. Hall is there. Ball is anyone. Look who's got it. He's over again. Maloney, what kick has he got for us? It looks good. Oh, wow. Naden. He's got a second crack. At full time, Penrith 19, the Sydney Roosters 10.
He was back to his old self, I reckon, against the Roosters. James Maloney controlling things beautifully, guiding them home beautifully. The Penrith Panthers, we'll find out from Jimmy himself. Good morning, James.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good. From a team point of view, James, that was probably the best effort of the season.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, for sure. We're back a point, some pressure defensively. Probably forced a few turnovers, which is, something we've always done when we've been at our best. And, and then probably played a bit more footy. You know, we had people in position to move the football and ask questions of, the Roosters from all over the park. So, I think as a big turning point, hopefully, and we can keep building.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the key, Jimmy, isn't it, to continue to play football. When I look at the stats and you look at the completion rate of Panthers, it was only at 66%, but it was your ability to move and really test the Roosters, which put them under the pump. Is that the thing that's changed over the last couple of weeks, your ability to maybe move the ball or try to move the ball, or is it confidence? Why the turnaround over the last couple of weeks?
No, I think a little bit to do with confidence and, I've never been one to sort of buy into the confidence talk. I think, footy's footy and you just play it. But I think especially with a young group of players, when things aren't going well, it's easy to hesitate on throwing a pass or, doing things and not just backing your natural instincts. So, I think having a couple of weeks to turn the corner definitely helped that. But I just think we're working harder now. I think, before, I don't think we were, getting into position to play footy as quickly. I think, we were looking for rests and, if we had a good defensive set, then when we got the ball, it was probably, our rest time rather than, okay, here we go now and keep looking for work. And I think, we've always been at our best and our most dangerous when we can play footy from anywhere in the park. And as you said, completion rate wasn't sky high, but when you're actually asking questions and threatening the defense, you can come up with points without your completion rate being so high.
Lucky enough to be chatting with James Maloney from the Penrith Panthers. Jimmy, good enough to get your Origin jumper back, that performance?
I wouldn't have a clue, mate. Would not have a clue. That's out of my hands. Got a job to do for Penrith. I said to a few media people after the game, they sort of, that chat started again. And I said, look, there's no denying I'd love to play for New South Wales. Never shied away from that. But as soon as I was overlooked for game one, my focus really went to, having a really strong Origin period for Penrith. That can be a real disruptive part of the season for a lot of sides. I thought it was a real opportunity to sort of, concentrate on what's happening at Penrith and get that season back on track. So, that hasn't changed for me. That's still my focus going into this week.
No, and what you said before, Jimmy, the way you described it, was finding energy when you had the ball. That's something that New South Wales didn't do in that second half last weekend. And I think what you described there is actually what they need. They needed that in the second half when things were getting a bit tough and they held on, but they weren't prepared to find energy with the football. And you'd certainly bring that to the football team. How did, by the way, did Nathan pull up after Wednesday night's game? I mean, as well as anyone, when New South Wales lose, it's always the halves that come under pressure. And there in the second half, he only touched the ball, I think, four times in a 25-minute period. How was he? And did you have a yarn to him about the game and where he may improve, or you haven't sort of touched base about Origin with him?
Yeah, I spoke to him when he got back up. I think he pulled up all good, and I thought he was good backing up again. It's a tough ask to back up, and I thought he was good for us on the weekend. I sent him a message the day after, obviously. As you said, there is a lot of backlash straight away. Unfortunately, that's how it is. Look, he's a big boy, and he can handle that. And I just sent him a message, basically let him know. I thought he did a lot of things really well on Wednesday night. Just wanted him to make sure that he understood that, worry about the opinions that matter and push the rest aside, mate, because there's plenty of opinions out there that, they don't count for anything. So, he knows that. And, I think he pulled up all right.
I thought Regan Campbell-Gillard was probably back to his best. Well, as good as I've seen this year.
Yeah, I think, he was back, carried really strong. I thought, defensively, our line speed and the job the middle did, going after the Roosters, I thought, that sort of suits Regan. Solid play. He's got that in him. He's got line speed. He's got good contact, and he enjoys that confrontation. So, I don't think it's any surprise that sort of, as we got back to sort of more how we wanted to be, that, Regan was a part of it.
Very big game for you guys coming up this weekend against South. Souths are getting injuries at the wrong time. Got players involved in representative football. This is a good time to be getting them, and you guys have found a bit of form over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is we need to keep building. We've put ourselves in a position now where we can't afford to miss a week. So, we're starting to string it together, and we always said that we need to, all the improvements we make, we need to hold on to, and then we need to keep building and put the, further improvement on top. And I think performance-wise, so far, that's how it's been going. So we need to continue that. There's always a danger after you have a good win against, probably the last year's premiers that you can fall into the trap of going, okay, here we are, it's back and it's just going to happen. But it's not. So, we need to make sure we're really good. We came close to Souths earlier on in the year when we, probably weren't playing our best football. And as you said, there's a couple missing. So, hopefully we can get the job done again.
How was Ivan after the game? Is he a bit more relieved and a bit happier with how you're going about things?
Yeah, look, I think he was, really impressed after the weekend. Obviously, he was talking a lot on momentum that, we need to keep building and keep doing what we're doing. He was very happy, and, we always enjoy and celebrate the win. But, we're going to training this morning, and it'll be back to business and, starting from scratch again, because, as I said, we've put ourselves in a situation where we can't miss a week. They miss some weeks at the moment will be too costly for us. So, we need to make sure we nail it again on the weekend.
Yeah, well, we wish you all the best, mate. We wish you, when you take on South Sydney, it'll be a terrific contest at ANZ Stadium, 5:30 Saturday afternoon. And who knows, mate, another big game, and you may well find yourself back in that New South Wales team.
We'll see what happens, eh?
Yeah, we certainly will. Thanks for joining us, mate.
So easy, guys. Bye.